G'day everyone, we're back. Welcome to the Hybrid Cloud Workloads SQL course. You've done a few of these now. We're up to module 4, monitoring an Azure database. So what we're going to be looking at in this particular module, we're going to be focusing on the public cloud side of things for this particular section, then moving on to the on-premises area, the more hybrid cloud scenario in the next module. For this particular one, the first thing we want to look at is SQL Azure monitoring with the admin console. So how do we actually monitor our database? How many connections is it getting? How many deadlocks are in that database? And how can we see that within the admin console? There's a certain amount of capability we have with the admin console, but if you want to get really, really depth into the performance of your SQL Azure database, then you're going to be using SQL Server Management Studio. And we're going to give you some examples here of how we can monitor SQL Azure by using dynamic management views within the SQL Management Console. So some simple queries to give us a bit of an idea of what are the top queries being executed against that database, how many people are logging on, and so on and so forth. We might then look in depth later on at something like SQL Monitor to give us a bit of an idea of what's going on with that database as well. Alrighty, so maybe what we'll do now is we'll drill right in and start talking about what capabilities we get for monitoring SQL Azure with the base Azure admin console. As I said before, I just want to make it fairly clear that we get basic monitoring via the web console, but if we really want to go deep, we're probably using some other products. When it comes to the web console, first thing we'll be looking at is stuff like deadlocks, failed connections, successful connections, connections where they've been blocked by the firewall. And that is one of the most critical things that you need to worry about when you set up your database. You may recall from module 2, when we looked at setting up our database, we needed to make sure that we had opened up the ports so that we could actually start managing it. Because by default, when we set up this database, it is locked down completely and no one can connect to it. We'll also find any connections that are in a throttled state, and we can also see via the web console some information about the storage utilization. So as we're using more of the available storage of our SQL database, we may want to think about moving from the web version or the web tier of our SQL Azure instance and maybe moving up to a business level tier so that we get greater capabilities for storing our data. So we're going to have a bit of a look at that. Now, when it comes to greater insights, well, that's when we start looking at more depth capabilities in some of our other products. For instance, our dynamic management views. What we can do is we can go into Management Studio, we can run those dynamic management queries against those views and get more information. Of course, the other thing we might want to be thinking about is running SQL as a VM inside Microsoft Azure as part of its infrastructure as a service capability. And there is a lot of information you can get around that. We have lots of guidance around actually running SQL as a full VM in infrastructure as a service capabilities. Check out the latest videos from TechEd 2014 in North America. You can get some really good sessions on that. Well, once we start going down that path, we can start using some more depth products around System Center to look at how our SQL Server databases are faring. And we'll see a bit more of that in modules to come. All right, so what we'll do now is we might delve straight into that demo and have a bit of a look at the Azure Management Console. Okay, so here we are inside the Microsoft Azure administration portal again. And we can see that my SQL database is still kicking along really nicely. Now, if we just change our view to the SQL databases section here, we can see that our view consists of two things. Firstly, the databases existing on our logical servers, and we also have a view for the logical servers themselves that have been created in Microsoft Azure. Now, let's go back to our databases right now. We can see our SQL database is here. It's online. It's in West US. And notice we can also see the edition and the max size here. But we're interested in monitoring what is currently going on with this particular database. So let's drill into that a little bit. I will just click on the SQL database here. And you'll notice that the homepage for the SQL database allows me to do a whole bunch of management activities. And we'll talk about them a little bit more in Module 6. Right now, however, we're interested in the dashboard. Now, if you happen to have watched a previous course on Hybrid Cloud Workloads websites, you will have seen a very similar dashboard before. And this dashboard allows us to basically pull some performance metrics in to get a bit of an idea of how things are going in our database itself. You'll notice here I can change the rate of information I want to be showing me hourly information, 24 hours, 7 days, or 14 days. And I can choose relative or absolute information to be displayed here. Out of the box, you'll see that we're looking at a certain number of metrics, deadlocks, failed connections, and successful connections. And I can also get a bit of an idea of the overall usage of this particular database in terms of the amount of space available to it. Now, we have other factors that we can monitor for this particular database, but in the dashboard section, we really don't have the ability to add anything else in. So what I'll do is I'll go to my monitor section here, and you can see I can get up to the minute information about all of the different metrics that I'm monitoring. So from here, I can see there's been no deadlocks, no failed connections, and a number of successful connections over the last hour or so, but that's really not giving me an awful lot of information to go on. So what I'll do is I'll add some more metrics to this, and you can see we have a few more that we can look at. I can choose to have a look at how many connections have been blocked by my firewall. I can choose to have a look at the storage utilization in megabytes of my database, and also I can get an idea of how many throttled connections are happening per hour. So I'll just click the button there, and as you can see, that updates straight away. So not an awful lot of stuff to play with here, but enough for me to get a basic idea of what's going on in the database. And if I start seeing things like failed connections and deadlocks and I want to get a bit more information, then I'm going to need to drill into a tool that gives me a lot more area to play with here. You'll see that I can also export from here as well, and this is something that we'll be covering in a bit more depth in Module 6, but just have that in your mind. If I'm happy with the way my database is set up and I want to export those settings into the equivalency of a DAC pack, I can do that later on, but we'll come back to that a little bit later. Right, welcome back. Okay, now what we're going to do is have a bit of a look at some more depth information about monitoring our SQL database using our dynamic management views. What are our dynamic management views? These are basically views that we can execute or query via SQL Server Management Studio. And as anyone who's familiar with SQL knows, the Management Studio is the tool we've been using for a very long time, both IT pro and dev alike, to construct queries, to look after our SQL infrastructure, to set permissions, deny permissions, create logins, and so on and so forth. The dynamic management views in Management Studio support three categories of views that we can query. The first is database related. So getting an idea of things like how large is the database, how many tables are in the database. We can then have a look at execution-related views. So things like how long is a query taking to execute. We can also look at transaction-related views. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to utilize these views to diagnose perf issues or performance issues in the database itself. So we can find things like blocked queries, long-running queries, resource bottlenecks that might be out there, as well as inefficient execution plans. So any of those nasty table scans that might be happening out there because we've neglected to create ourselves an index on a table, we can utilize these views to find those problems, hand them back to the developers and say, hey, you need to clean up that database a little bit. You need to make it a little more efficient. Nothing like a bit of DevOps. All right, so why don't we jump straight into the Management Studio and have a look at what that looks like and get some information back from these queries. All right, so welcome back. We are now in the SQL Server Management Studio, which is probably one of those tools that a lot of database admins are very familiar with. Now, what we can see here is we've actually connected to our SQL Azure instance running in Microsoft Azure. Notice here that we are connecting to a fully qualified domain name. And basically what we're looking at here is a kind of GUID followed by .database.windows.net. Now, how did I actually know how to connect to this? How did I figure out what the FQDN was? If you're interested, basically from within our management portal itself, we can go to the dashboard for our server, like so, and you can find the URL that has been assigned to this particular server from there. So it's simply a matter of taking that URL, pasting it into Management Studio, cleaning it up a little bit, getting rid of that HTTPS prefix, getting rid of some stuff at the end, and then connecting just as you would to any other database. And so long as you have turned on the firewall rules to allow you through, then you should end up in your nice familiar settings that you're used to inside Management Studio. As you can see here, we have our school database. We've opened that up and you can see all of our tables. We have course, instructor, department, et cetera, et cetera. And we also have some dynamic management views here, which we can use to get more information, more monitoring information on the database itself. If I expand out my views section here and go into system views, you'll see we have a number of dynamic management views, all beginning with sys.dm for dynamic management, and then more information about the information contained therein. Now, the first dynamic management view that we're going to query is a view that will allow us to calculate the size of the entire database. And as you can see, I've pre-populated all of my queries here just to save a little bit of time. I know that you love to watch me type things and get things wrong. However, we're not going to be doing that today. So what we're going to do now is we're going to be querying the dynamic management database partition statistics view. And we're basically going to run a simple select statement to calculate the size of the database. So when we execute that, we can see that our current database is a whopping 2.54 megabytes in size. So, you know, clearly straining Microsoft Azure at the edges there. It has such a lot of information in it. The next view that we're going to look at is querying, again, the partition stats as well as the system objects to calculate the size of our individual database objects within this database. So again, simple select statement. We'll fire that one off. And as we can see, if we look at each of our system objects here, the person object is representing a little bit of growth. Sysalloc units, so a bit of a system object there. So really the only thing in here that's database specific in terms of information is the person section. Now let's have a bit of a look at how many connections we're getting to this particular database. So the next query we're going to look at is a query that allows us to monitor the connections that are effectively happening in this particular database. And what we're going to do is query the dynamic management executed sessions view. So let's grab a select statement there that's going to pull the session ID, the login name, the last request end time, and the amount of CPU time being used by these connections and execute that. And you can see there's some bloke called Macca that keeps hitting the database for a whopping 205 milliseconds of CPU time. Obviously, really, again, straining that database, wanting to get a list of all of the people inside this particular school. Very interesting stuff. But again, as you can see, what we're doing here is we're dynamically assembling the information relevant to the system and returning that in the query. Speaking of queries, what types of queries are we running? What are the queries we run the most? We can find the top five queries with this particular statement here. Now, this is an interesting one, because it may allow us to identify queries that may not be running quite as well, or queries that take a long time. So I'll execute that. And you can see that, well, interestingly enough, the one that's taking the most amount of CPU time is the top five query stats, which is the one I just ran. Maybe we need to fix that one up a little bit. And if we go and have a look at our query plans here, this will get us a bit of an idea of the execution plans of these queries and where we have inefficient execution plans. As I said before, those scary table scans, let's fire that one off. And as you can see, you can get a bit of an idea of the total worker time being used for these particular queries to get a bit of an idea as to where we might need to start cleaning things up a little bit. Now, if we were to marry this up with a monitoring application such as System Center 2012 Operations Manager and feed this information into an overall execution plan for a web application, let's say, we might be able to see where the total transaction time was actually taking more time than it needed to. So is the web portion of this application a problem? Are the database execution aspects of this a problem? Where are the issues lying? And bringing all of that together in a single cohesive whole. So, hopefully that was of interest to you. And one other thing I did want to show you, just not particularly related to monitoring, is the ability for us to do some standard management tasks, for instance, through the Management Studio for SQL Server. So if I need to start playing around with logins and so on and so forth to this particular database, I can do them here rather than necessarily going into the management website. So just another thing for you to look at there. All right, let's get back to the slides. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that. As again, resources, TechNet Eval Center, TechNet Virtual Labs, MVA, you've heard me talk about it before. Nothing really changes from the other 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times I've talked about that in the last 24 hours. So please check out those resources and come back for our next module where we'll be looking at the System Center side of things. So thanks very much for your attention and we'll see you right back here in the next module.